Under the compromise, the state would roll back taxes on Kentucky-based banks to the tune of $56 million annually by doing away with what's called the bank franchise tax. Detractors are calling it a giveaway to the banks that would push revenue losses in the plan to over $106 million. But Republican Senator Damon Thayer says the cost of not tackling the problem could be higher.
The bigger issue is not the revenue hit the state could take, but what could happen to our banking, our community banks, if we don't change the law and all these local banks are bought out by out-of-state banks, as we're already seeing occur.
The bill adds a new tax credit set to go into effect over the next 2 years for low-income Kentuckians adversely affected by last year's tax bill. It also offers some state relief to health departments, universities, and others grappling with rising pension costs. Teacher groups, meanwhile, were relieved that no language from House Bill 205, which would have provided $25 million in tax breaks for Kentuckians donating to private school scholarships, made the cut. The new tax change for banks would not go into full effect until 2021. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.